What's up and welcome back to Broside Broadcast. My name's Derek.
And my name is Blake.
And today we're talking about more new songs we've been enjoying this year.
Yep, but before we get into everything, I just want to remind our listeners that they can find us on Instagram at Broside Broadcast.
And if they subscribe to our Patreon, they can get bonus episodes that appear right in Spotify. So if that's something you're interested in, there's a link in the description. Just scroll on down or scroll on up, whichever way you want to go.
Every dollar from Patreon goes right back into the show and really helps out with production designs and sometimes other bonus perks in Patreon. It's just like we're trying to get things going here, and we appreciate everything that's given to us from everybody who listens and participates and everything, especially the Discord community that we have.
Absolutely. And just want to say big thank you to all of our current Patreon supporters. We appreciate it. And to all of our people in Discord that talk to us on the daily, see what food we're eating in the Now Eating channel, the Now Playing channel. Those are the people that get to kind of get a behind the scenes of things. So if that's something you want to get into, Discord's free to join, and there's also a link for that.
There's a lot to indulge in. I mean, there's a lot of food that I indulge in with New Orleans cuisine and, you know, everywhere else around the United States. Or, you know what, I would really appreciate, like, maybe some of our followers from Canada or Switzerland, India. I know, like, looking at our stats, we have a lot of people from other countries. I would love for them to share the cuisine that they are indulging in.
I mean, even Germany. I mean,
yeah, Germany, Australia.
Show us, like, some schnitzel.
What's Vegemite?
No, I've heard that's disgusting.
I've smelled it before. But I didn't taste it. So
first, let's go into talking about Dreamwake's newest single, Memories. Here's a 30-second clip.
So Dreamwake has been a band that has been around for quite a while now, and I've listened to their album that they released maybe 2 years ago multiple times, and now they're back with a new single, and it is just right on point with what they've been doing.
Right, and me and Jay had actually talked about their single Luna that had released April 20th of 2021. And then the album that you're referencing, Virtual Reality, came out basically a year later on April 5th of 2022. And just in that time, I guess I was like listening to other bands, didn't really keep up with them. But you showed me this new single of theirs, and man, it pulled me right back in.
1 minute in, and we both had it in our favorites of 2024.
Yeah, it was 20 seconds.
Yeah.
I have the screenshot in Discord.
There was no hesitation.
So what's one of the first things that really stands out to you about Dreamwake?
There's a lot of instrumental things going on here that I just really appreciate. The saxophone being a very strong part of their sound, not being a gimmick.
Dreamwake has been writing this style of music, like the 80s synth wave core, if you want to call it that.
Right.
And they've been doing that for a couple of years now. Obviously, they released their album last year, their single Luna that we had talked about in 2021. And you had mentioned they've been around since, you know, 2019. So they have some history. And it's not like they've just decided to, like, randomly make this a temporary aesthetic, like a lot of other bands may choose to do for, like, a certain season. It seems like they've really doubled down on going this way.
Right. This is a band that can own the saxophone and not have it as a gimmick. And there's other bands that can throw it in at sometimes, and it could be maybe some sort of like part of a song of theirs that they can embellish. But
I'm not sure if you remember this, but it seemed like in 2020 there was just a lot of bands that were having saxophone parts, and then you just don't hear that now. So
that's when they that's where they're coming in and they're owning it. They're saying, yeah, like all right, we're still doing this.
Which I like the Miami Vice colors and the aesthetic.
It's a bright pink purple hue
and like the light colored blue. I love that personally. But I think it's interesting because this band is actually from Connecticut. I thought they were from Florida.
I thought they were from New York. I thought they were New York based. Our friend Ryan from Aphasia was telling me that they're friends and New York based. But I mean, maybe that's very close proximity. So
as far as like this genre goes, I thought that was interesting because both synthwave and metal existed in the 80s, which
I mean, think about like Metallica.
Yeah.
And then maybe like, I don't know, like Hall & Oates.
Hall and Oates.
Hall and Oates, not like...
not a guy named Holland Oates.
That's from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. They were like, yeah, the guy, the singer, Hall & Oates. No, it's two different guys, Hall and Oates.
Yeah.
I'm not even absolutely sure if there was saxophone involved in Hall & Oates, but there's like this like 80s vibe that just kind of skims, like not skims, but like shimmies their way into metalcore. And it's just how I just don't know how they do it. And it's a perfect, really a perfect melody.
Which again, I don't really want to downplay the two genres coming together, synthwave and metal, because could you imagine a Metallica fan just showing them synthwave and being like, you know what, in 40 years, synthwave is going to be in metal? They'd probably like stab you in the gut.
I had a babysitter in the 90s, and her boyfriend was like this ginger dude. No offense to gingers, but he had the like long haircut, shaved on the sides, Beavis and Butthead, metalhead, ginger dude. And he would be like, we're going to fucking slam dance, and you're going in the living room right now and you're going to slam dance with us. And I was scared, but I didn't want to be scared. I wanted to be like, yeah, let's fucking slam dance. And then they put on Metallica.
Everyone knows how to slam dance.
I mean, who doesn't know how to slam dance? what is slam dance these days? Let's define that. Someone please tell us in the comments.
Leave it in the comments.
That's right. I specifically remember Metallica playing and they're being moshing in the living room, no Chiodos related, and I had to participate. So at that point, I had to go into the pit with two dudes listening to Metallica who were metalheads my first time, and I joined in and both of them smashed into me like a sandwich, like an Oreo. Like I'm the cream and they are the cookies, and I got smashed. And like you ever got winded before where like you can't breathe? Yeah. Like you got like you fell on the ground and you can't breathe, and it's like
right,
trying to catch your air. Well, that happened. They called me a pussy, and then when I caught my air, I said the music's too loud, and they said if it's too loud, you're too old. This is a true story. So Metallica fans, I have a sort of disdain for them.
Welcome to Blake's therapy session. We're going back to the 90s.
And now I listen to metalcore, and they're probably dead now, so
I wonder what they would think about this music.
They would say something like, it's not loud enough.
I knew exactly what you were going to say, but yeah. The thing that I love about Dreamwake is that it's nostalgia mixed with modern. Mm-hmm. Because it just puts you back in like Stranger Things days. But at the same time, it comes in with like Polaris style riffs at times. And everything just blends together seamlessly.
The production and the mix is very, very clean. If you're walking and listening to this and it's in your earbuds, it's a perfect mix.
Now, I know our listeners, Devin and also Sam from Red Keep, we're like the trio of people who like synthwave in the Discord server, so I'm not sure if they've got the chance to listen to this yet, but if I had to explain it to someone, I guess I would explain it as being the band The Midnight, and then also the band Polaris, except for it's not depressing.
Well, I prefer depressing, so.
No, you don't. We had this conversation on a Patreon episode, but that's just what I would mix together is The Midnight mixed with, you know, djenty style riffs at times.
It's djenty, there's space, but more importantly, I feel like the saxophone comes in, not to emphasize saxophone too much, but it comes in at the right time. It smooths out the kinks in the songs.
It's just another vehicle for melody in this song because you have...
Absolutely. That's a perfect way to put it, Derek. That's amazing.
Because you don't just have the guitar solos through there. You don't just have singing, but you also have this other... I'm going to say a music term right now. It's a different timbre, so it provides a different texture.
I'm impressed. Yeah.
Hey, my goal this year is to be a little bit elevated when it comes to talking about music, but it's just...
I'm right beside you.
It creates dynamics. It provides just something exciting for your ear to hear. It's something different.
Dynamics is definitely the word for it, because whenever the breakdown hits, there's a space before the hit of a djent breakdown, and it hits really, really hard before it smooths out. And that's what we have with the song.
So I'll let you all in on the music jargon. The definition is the character or quality of a musical sound or voice as distinct from its pitch and intensity. So that just means like the sound of a guitar is going to sound differently than like a trumpet or something.
Like a chug.
This band, their producer is Steve Perino, based out of Cleveland. And I've been to Cleveland before. I didn't love it. But I guess something good is going on in Cleveland because this guy, I want to give credit to him specifically because I feel like synth wave mixed with metal mixed with the saxophone, that probably isn't the easiest thing to mix.
I mean, think about being in the studio trying to make that work, and no one has ever really worked with that before, and you're trying to make it sound the best that it can in a metalcore realm.
I want to see what Dreamwake has more of, because like I never stop listening to Luna, but just like I said, I guess I just never checked out their album. And then as soon as you sent me this, I went back to listen to their album and I listened to it all the way through, which is difficult for me to do because I just get distracted and I pause things and I just never return to them. But I kept this on and I enjoyed the full thing. You know, not to go off of this song, but... From what I heard on that album, they also know how to construct an album from start to finish. And they also have the instrumental, which I'm a major fan of.
That's showing confidence in the music itself without the lyrics.
Exactly. And just, I don't know, there's people like me that I think he's a great vocalist. I'm not familiar with his name, but...
Neither am I.
I don't know. I'm an instrumentalist. So sometimes that's just what I like to hear.
You know, maybe I'm figuring this out. Maybe you're more of the instrumentalist and I'm more of the lyricist.
I think so, yeah.
And I just get too deep into like what the lyrics are and what the lyrics mean. And
although a good instrumental will always have something new that maybe you don't catch after like even a year.
I would say listen to both. And at that point, I would say... Give Dreamwake a chance. Give the virtual reality album a chance and give this new single.
I wonder what their next album or EP will be called.
I don't know. I think they're working on something, obviously.
We did look at their merch, and I like their merch. I want to pick up a t-shirt.
Yeah, it's so solid. Good thing it's tax season, right?
I just need to get like one of their bright blue t-shirts and just get like short shorts and just go to the gym.
Oh, I wear the short shorts all the way short, dude.
And just get like those shutter shades. Just look like I came from Miami.
You're going to mow some lawn?
Yeah. Well, with that said, I think we're good to take our first break. So when we come back...
It's about time for a coffee ad. If you are falling asleep, it's about time where you wake up. This episode is proudly sponsored by Cold Brew, your ultimate solution for satisfying your cold brew coffee cravings.
Picture this. A delightful cold brew experience that's smooth, rich, and expertly crafted, all at your fingertips.
Cold Brew's premium coffee concentrates provide the pure essence of freshly brewed coffee without any hassle. The pre-measured bottle ensures you get the perfect amount every time. Isn't that like the best part about it?
That's right. And the thing that I love about their cold brew is that you get to make it as strong or I guess as weak as you'd like, because what you get from like other brands is just weak.
This stuff is super strong. I mean, I put it directly on ice, like as if I was maybe like drinking like a straight whiskey on ice. This is how I put my coffee. I mean, it's got the kick you need.
It tastes fresh. It tastes better than every other cold brew I've had. And whether you're a fan of the classic cold brew taste or you just want other flavors like vanilla or toasted almond or hazelnut, Cold Brew has an option tailored just for you.
That's right, they even have a decaf variant for those looking to enjoy an experience without the caffeine. And like you said, hazelnut is absolutely one of my favorites. I love the vanilla option. This season, I'm looking to incorporate a lot of the peppermint mocha into recipes or things that I'm going to use for holiday season.
And I like the decaf because I drink a lot of energy drinks. So the fact that I can have this and get to enjoy coffee and not have to worry about too much caffeine, that's just chef's kiss.
Dive into their range today and enhance your coffee experience. Cheers to embracing delightful coffee moments with Cool Brew.
And back to the show.
Here we go.
So we had brought up Stranger Things, and mm-hmm. I think that's actually kind of perfect to follow up from Dreamwake, given the 80s vibes.
Season 5 is in production right now, and are you currently paying for a subscription for Netflix?
Here is the easy thing for me when it comes to streaming services. I don't personally pay for a single one. Either my wife pays for them, or like we share our passwords with other people. I think the only things that we pay for, she pays for, are Netflix. And maybe her parents that actually pay for it. And then she pays for Hulu. Everything else is friend sharing stuff.
You know, that's crazy because I don't think that you share anything with me.
If you need Hulu, I'll try to hook you up there.
I have everything, but... it's fine. I mean, like, if it's cool. Like, if you, like, it, I mean, you know, like I'll put money up for the podcast and everything. But, I mean, you know.
Blake's not salty.
No. It's cool. I'm just.
So, do you not have Netflix now?
No, I do have Netflix.
So, just Netflix and Max?
Currently paid for by myself. And then.
Can't relate.
No, it's all good, dude. Love sharing networks through families and everything. Like, that's the best way to go through it. And like, I'm open to sharing with my friends and everything, but everybody already has everything. So I think that you and our friend Jay shares Max, but I have Max. And right now I'm watching True Detective season 4 on Max, and the thing about that is I've watched the first two episodes, and what I want to do is watch the two episodes over again.
See, like, my barber recommended this show to me probably 6 months ago, And it sounds great. It has Matthew McConaughey. And
well, that's season one, yeah.
Okay, so he's not in it through the full show?
No. It's season two and season three, you will get lost. You actually don't have to watch season two or season three.
Okay.
My recommendation is to watch season one about five times in a row and then start season four, which has just started. And I'm looking for clues because there's a correlation from season one and season four that is correlated.
One thing I guess I'm kind of curious about is, and I told you this the other day because you had brought it up, but I kind of wonder if my wife would enjoy it, because if it's not, it's something that I could watch pretty easily by myself at work.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so did Brandy like Yellow Jackets?
We did not watch that.
Okay, good, because I wouldn't recommend that. Because mine did watch Yellow Jackets. And
see, we were scrolling through Max the other day, and like True Detective popped up, and it looks good, but that could also be, you know, the Matthew McConaughey, I guess, effect. Oh, he's in things that I like, and they're all good. So,
well, if you're going to watch anything that Matthew McConaughey is in and that you like, it is going to be season one of True Detective, and that's going to be the only thing that you love that Matthew McConaughey is in. I don't really care about anything else Matthew McConaughey is in.
What?
Other than True Detective crazy. Season one. Yeah. I could care less about anything else Matthew McConaughey is in. Maybe the Cowboy movie. I don't know. I really don't give a fuck.
Next week, I'll be talking about the things that I enjoy that Matthew McConaughey does.
Let's do it.
Leave down in the comments or the poll, future Derek, make a poll so I can put it up. But tell us your thoughts about Matthew McConaughey. Do you love him? Do you hate him?
Why is Blake wrong about Matthew McConaughey, or why is Blake right?
Going back to Stranger Things for a second.
Yeah, season five.
The game Baldur's Gate 3 came out last summer, I believe.
What is it?
Baldur's Gate, the video game. Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay.
And what's interesting is that everything based in Stranger Things is based off of the Dungeons and Dragons. Like, Vecna is actually, you know, a real character in that game. So I'm kind of curious to see if, I guess, the hype around Baldur's Gate, and my wife gives me hell all the time because apparently I say it incorrectly, but there's some people who had never like been D&D fans before that really got into the video game. So I'm kind of curious, like, whenever Stranger Things season 5 comes back, if there will be like some references that people didn't understand before that now they'll understand because of playing the video game.
I have no idea until then.
I'm just saying, like, I think it'll be interesting.
I'm completely clueless. Like, you're like putting things on me that I have no idea about, but now I'm interested.
It does make it interesting, and I would like to play the game myself. Like, bringing up Sleep Token for 10 seconds, but it was a viral TikTok that kind of helped the essential part in the summoning, like, really pop off, because there's this extremely attractive male character named Astarion. And if our listeners know, they know. But but anyway, so across your streaming services, I have to imagine like you use each one for different TV shows, movies. Like, what are you going to Max for?
Exclusively, I'm going to Max for brand new movies and specifically True Detective. There's always going to be great series on Max, HBO as it be. HBO will always have great quality shows, top scripts, whatnot. Netflix will have stuff I can fall asleep to.
Okay.
And then Hulu will just have like that one show that I'm just really going to want to watch and never go back to Hulu again. Amazon is what I watch whenever I have when I want to exclusively buy movies upon release, or maybe a show that's going to come upon release. But
see, for me, like, I don't even consider Prime to be a streaming service, because every time I go on there, it's just, it's difficult to find my way around. Mm-hmm. All the stuff looks really bad, and I can't really find anything on there that's like worth going back to, like no series or anything like that. And they really flopped on the Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power show.
Right.
That was awful.
Right. Ugh.
It looked amazing. It was just a well-polished turd.
And what's the saying? How does the saying go about that?
I don't know what you're talking about. It's 1:37 a.m.
You can polish a piece of shit. You can polish a turd, but it's still a turd.
Well, Jeff Bezos is probably polishing his head with all the money he made either way.
His turd head. So, the Last of Us is in production right now on Max. So, if I'm going to recommend any platform from 1, 2, 3, it's going to be HBO Max, Netflix, Hulu. 1, 2, 3.
I definitely agree with Max, because they have Game of Thrones, and just forget season 8 ever existed. It's one of the most flawless TV shows ever.
I've never watched season 8. Never saw it.
Did you watch seasons 1 through 7?
I'm totally shitting you right now.
Okay, you had me concerned. We have that on camera, so you can see my live reaction.
Got him.
However, they also have House of the Dragon. Love that. I think they're doing an amazing job with that, which is also just a prequel to Game of Thrones. I really enjoy it. I know that you were falling asleep through it whenever it was coming out.
I did.
What about Hulu?
Nothing specifically on Hulu, but I'm going to put Hulu and Amazon right at the same level, because you have to subscribe to Amazon to make sure that you have Amazon shipping.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, you automatically get Amazon Prime shipping, Amazon Prime deals, Amazon Prime Video, Amazon Prime Music. You have all of that included. So along with that, I will put Amazon and Hulu neck to neck concerning that, or considering that Hulu will possibly have one show, a movie, or a show and a movie coming out in the year that it will be worth it. Which, last year, I really liked the White Men Can't Jump movie that no one really liked, but I just loved that movie. I mean, I thought that was a great movie with Jack, the white rapper Jack.
Jack Harlow. It's a good thing I'm producer Derek.
Yeah.
See, I don't like Jack Harlow.
Why not? I think he's all right.
Because he's from Louisville, Kentucky. So everyone around here is like, oh, he's from the state that I'm from. So that means that he's automatically good. I've never listened to him. I don't care to ever listen to him.
I'm a fan.
And you can't make me.
I'm not going to make you. What if he comes on the show?
Why would he come on the show?
I'll get him on the show.
We'll see about that. Anyway, for Hulu, I really enjoy watching anything Gordon Ramsay. That's my favorite. He's like a top 5 person in existence for me, just because he's entertaining. Yep. I've never had any of his food, but I just imagine that I would never want to eat anything ever again after eating his food. And also Shark Tank. Every Saturday, I have to watch Shark Tank.
Okay.
If there's a new season on.
Dude, I never watched Shark Tank.
And as a white man who has watched Shark Tank for years.
Oh, God.
I can tell you if someone's going to get a deal or not. And I can tell you why they have a bad business plan, but...
Dude, I would bet money on that.
That's not podcast Derek. That's business Derek. And then as far as Netflix goes, like, occasionally they'll have something that really pops off, like Squid Game. I really enjoyed that.
Didn't watch it.
I think you would enjoy it.
I would, but it's just like, I just don't know how much time I have to give into it.
It's not very long. I think it's maybe 10 episodes. And like, it gets to the point pretty much immediately. Like, you know what what's going on. There's like no kind of like two or three episode build up. Like, you know what's going on right away. So
yeah, I've been too busy watching Miss Rachel, for those who know Miss Rachel.
We said all this just to say that I think it was 2 years ago we said that Netflix would basically have a downfall for like enforcing password sharing and things like that. And it recently came out that we were wrong.
We've been corrected once again.
That they are actually doing more successful than ever. So good on them, I guess. Has password sharing for Netflix impacted you in any kind of way?
Obviously not, because my friends don't share my accounts. Neither vice versa.
It does for us, because technically Brandy's parents, where they pay for it, they have the login and stuff, and we use it 90% of the time. But the 10% of the time that they do decide to log in, it's just inconvenient, because you have to do the whole shebang of like signing in and all that.
Well, I know that like I log into my Amazon, and then like I see like there's a new movie that has been purchased, and then I look into my email, and there's also been a charge to my account. So then I go into my group chat to my family with my dad, my mom, and my brothers, and I'm like, okay, who bought Smokey and the Bandit? Like, that was legitimately a movie that was bought, and it's like, oh, well, Andrew bought that movie because he never saw it and he was feeling it. Okay, well, where's my money back?
What about your brother Grant? What's a movie he likes? We need to have the Piku brothers on the podcast someday.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know about that. They would trash us. They would.
You'll just have like a whole other separate podcast called the Piku podcast.
They would trash us. Oh my God. They're assholes. We don't want that. No one wants that podcast. They are just like not. They're great people. Very nice dudes.
I think Grant would have a fun time.
You know what? You're right.
I think it would be Michael that would probably trash us.
Well, he's a boomer, so he would trash anything anybody Sorry, had Michael. To say. Yeah, and he's an idiot, but everyone else, Andrew's an asshole. Grant is reasonable, and yeah, I love them all. That's my family. But, you know, and they all choose violence, and, you know, And that's our nature.
Well, speaking about violence, Bad Omens just released a new song featuring Poppy, but it's more like Poppy featuring Bad Omens. The song is V-A-N, Violence Against Nature. So let's listen to that real quick. Happiness is an illusion, it's an animal confusion. You are nothing more than a thought. Existential execution, just a fluke in evolution. History already forgot. You've been running from me, that the dirt all second coming, and I'm here whether you like it or not. Initiated operation of your own extermination. Now it's too late for you to stop.
So this feels straight out of like a John Wick movie.
In a really good way.
In the best way. I mean, like,
not like obnoxious, like club music or something.
Yeah, like not like it was like specifically produced just for like a clip of the movie. It's like,
yeah,
I just don't listen to music like this ever. I don't listen to Bad Omens. I don't listen to Poppy. Why is this song appealing to me? That's my question.
Is there a music video for this?
Music video is something that I saw first.
Okay.
And it's a butterfly. Poppy is very prominent in the video. Noah Sebastian has nothing to do with the song whatsoever.
See, this kind of reminds me of the Bring Me the Horizon and Halsey collaboration. I think it was for Birds of Prey a few years ago, where they did all the instrumental stuff and she did the singing. But I've not listened to that song in years, so I couldn't really give my thoughts on it. But from what I remember that compared to this, I like this better. But what's your history with Poppy? Because this is the first time Poppy has ever been mentioned on the podcast.
I recall during Poolside episodes, Poppy being mentioned and me rolling my eyes, honestly, because I just thought that Poppy was something not, or like some sort of nuance to the metalcore scene.
See, I always kind of thought that she was just trolling the scene, to be honest.
Maybe she still is, but I think she's more of the Billie Eilish to the scene. Like, she is.
I think her name alone kind of, I guess, puts her in a certain position of, you hear Poppy, and then you're like, metal and gimmick. I guess it immediately eliminates the people who would judge her purely off her name.
Exactly.
Which I think is a certain good tactic, because I was part of that demographic, I suppose. Now in 2024, I'm listening to this. I enjoy it. I think I actually already put this on my favorites of the year.
I put it in mine too, after a second listen.
I'm not sure if it'll stay there super long. This song isn't exactly like a traditional song. Like, it doesn't really have, I guess, a lot of the things that I typically listen to. But still something new. It's something different. So I enjoy it for those reasons.
I will say that it will stay longer on my favorites list than Kool-Aid will.
Okay, so you like this more than Kool-Aid.
Absolutely.
Kool-Aid by Bring Me the Horizon.
And correct.
We did a review of that. So if you want to check that out, just scroll down or scroll up. That's still yet to be determined. So let us know if you scrolled down or scrolled up.
You know, the only downside to the song, I feel, is that it repeats itself. It's a shorter song, about around 3 minutes.
What? No, this song's almost 5 minutes. It's 4 minutes and 34 seconds.
Hold on. Fact checking.
I'm looking at it with my eyes.
Holy shit. Okay.
Maybe you thought it was shorter because of some of the repetition.
I guess that's where it fell short for me. But what doesn't fall short is that now I am a fan of Poppy. Or am I a fan of Bad Omens?
We kind of discussed this before we hit record.
Mm-hmm.
But just for the sake of our listener to kind of understand where we stand with both Bad Omens and Poppy, is that for Bad Omens, I really don't have much of a history with. I know that back in 2020 or 2019, they released, I think, the song Limitless. And this was whenever they were transitioning to more of like singing vocals and things like that. And I think they have a good sound. It's not for me. And I'm not saying that in a way of that I think it's bad. It's just, I've heard it. It's just not something that I throw on my playlist, or they don't really scratch an itch because there's no itch there, if that makes sense. I think you may enjoy this more than I do.
I think I enjoy it a lot.
This doesn't necessarily encourage me to like throw their stuff on more, because like their 2022 album, like, I've listened to maybe two or three times. Like, I've given it a fair chance for sure. And I think, you know, everyone involved in the band is talented. It's just, it's not something that I see myself like going back to. But as far as this song goes, like, I like the instrumental. I like Poppy's feature on this. So I think this is a good song.
I think this is just me being fair and understanding and being open to the music scene, because I know that Bad Omens produced Kingdom of Giants, Passengers album. And I know that there's like this intertwined world of collaborations with good artists and good music, where people are just going to make sure that there's good music just put out throughout. And this is just a prime example of that. So if I deny this, then I don't know where I stand with music that is being put out that is good and produced at a good rate where I can just enjoy it.
Which I want to say, like, I don't think there's anything in this song that, like, if someone said that they just think it's a bad song, I would like to see, or I would like them to tell me exactly why they thought it was a bad song. Mm-hmm. I understand the difference between this just isn't my taste and this is just not well written or not well performed, because I think the parts in the song are good, well written. I think the performances were very on point. So I like this song. Some of, like, my explanation of just not being a fan of the band may, like, communicate differently, but I think the song is good.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever play the game Portal?
On what platform?
On Xbox. I'll have to show you a clip later, but Poppy's voice in the intro reminds me of, like, the woman's voice in the game Portal. I'm not even angry. I'm being so sincere right now. If anyone has played that, I think some of our people on Discord have. Let me know if you agree. I would just like to see if other people think the same.
I would assume it sounds like mechanical, like Ex Mechanica.
From top to bottom, like, I thought this was an enjoyable song. Like we said, we put it in our favorites of the year.
Let's see if it lasts.
I will actually go ahead and put it in the 2024 playlist, because that's going to be more permanent. That isn't our personal playlist. It's just songs that we're talking about, that we've talked on the show, and we put the songs on there. That way you all can kind of keep up from a playlist perspective of, you know, what we've talked about on the show.
But what I will tell you is that the song Memories by Dreamwake may hold up as one of the number, I guess, not number, but in my top 10 songs of the year.
Right now, I have it as my number one song. Whenever I play the playlist, it'll be the first song that pops up. So I tend to change my playlist, you know, from week to week, just depending. Like, it's kind of like a power ranking. You're familiar with power rankings. I did something like that in 2020, I think. I had a lot of fun with it because I like to see, like, from one week to another, like, if I start liking a song more or a song less. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I'd kind of like to bring that back. Is that something that you would want to do?
I don't know, man. You do Excel sheets more than I like to. I do Excel sheets for work, and, like, that's absolutely enough for me. So if you create an Excel sheet for me, and, like, then I'll do it. But I'll
do all the work. All you have to do is move your songs around.
All right. All right. Well, Memories by... Dreamwake is definitely in my top 10.
Which I just realized more people liked my favorites of the year. Huh. Interesting. All right.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
Before we go, I just want to give a big thank you to everyone who listened to the full episode. If you want to join our Discord community, which we've talked about plenty on this episode, just click the link in the description. We would love to have you as part of our community.
And I want to give an even bigger thank you to all our Patreon supporters. Your contributions make a real difference. We love you guys. Appreciate you and your support so much. Thank you so much.
We'll be back next Tuesday with another episode, so make sure you follow us and leave us a 5-star rating and review. With that said, my name's Derek.
And I've been Blake.
And you'll hear us next Tuesday.
Hakuna Matata.